Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. First of all, what did we see in terms of weather over the past week and where, and how has that impacted planting?
So we saw early on in the week really high temperatures and a lot of winds, with some regions reaching about 37 degrees. And we saw a lot of crops being seeded. Again, we've had a pretty full steam ahead these past 3 weeks in terms of seeding. And then over the weekend, we saw a lot of rainfall in the central, southwest, interlake regions, less in the eastern and northwest, but definitely saw a slowdown in terms of seeding over the weekend with those conditions.
How are moisture levels looking? How have they changed over the past week or so, and where, and what have been the factors there?
So we are seeing most of the region sitting an optimal, probably in some areas sitting closer to a wet. There is some standing water in lower regions. But over the past 8 days, most of the rainfall brought the seasonal accumulations closer to normal, other than the east and eastern portions of the interlake, which are still under 70% of normal. And then in terms of other weather conditions as well. That was the rainfall, and then the high winds were the main series of note from this past 8 days.
What crops have gone in and where? How variable is that? What crops are farmers planting now, and what tasks are they focusing on right now?
So overall, provincially, we are sitting at about 57% complete in terms of seeding for all crops, as compared to our five-year average of 45%. So we're definitely, because of these last couple weeks here, seeing us ahead of our normal five-year. In terms of what's actually been going in, so majority of our spring wheat, oats, and barley are completely seeded. Just the Northwest is sitting at 80% complete for spring wheat, and some of the other cereals as well have to go in for the Southwest and Northwest, but mainly complete. When we look at corn, we're about halfway planted across the province, and we've had, as I mentioned, those higher temperature days, so had an accumulation of growing degree days here in the early season. So that corn, earliest seeded, is emerging and growing quite quickly. Other crops for oil seeds, we see canola sitting at about 30% seeded across the province. A lot of farmers turning to look to seed that right before the rainfall here started, and I sure will continue as field conditions allow. Sunflowers are over 80% complete, and flax is sitting closer to canola at 30%. Now, when we look at pulse and soybeans, our field peas, which go in quite early, are basically complete, sitting at 96%. Soybeans are being turned to next and are about 40% across the province. And then last but not least, we do have a few acres of dry beans that have been seeded, but are probably coming up in the next couple weeks here. So in terms of what's coming up, I mentioned the oil seeds, canola and flax moving to completion next, as well as soybeans and dry beans would be next up as well. Other kind of field work that's being done, I think that most of the fertilizing of winter wheat, etc., has all been finished. Most of it is just finishing up seeding and also weed management as well.
What are we seeing in terms of weeds, pests, or disease problems at this point?
Yeah, so with the really warm weather and now the moisture rate we received, we are definitely seeing the spring weeds move quickly, and the staging, really keeping on top of that staging is important as you're looking at either doing a pre like a burn off, or to really have an idea for in crop options as some of the earliest seeded are popping up. In terms of pests, I don't have a lot to know other than I've mentioned that the stripe and crucifer flea beetles are out already. Other than that, we also have diamondback moth and true army worm traps out as well right now, but there hasn't been any numbers that are concerning or above what we would be concerned about. So, and from a disease perspective, I don't have a ton to share yet, just without the a lot of the crops having emerged or being up yet. So yeah, we'll wait for those to see how the season comes.
What are the expectations for the coming week?
So I think if depending on your field, how much moisture it receives, a lot of wrap up potentially in the next week or two of seeding. I think if we receive warmer temperatures, that'll kind of dry it out. Then, yeah, we'll see a lot of these acres being finished for the oil seeds and pulse and soybeans. Yeah, because the forecast is looking pretty warm, and yeah, depending on your region.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that gives a good summary of this past week. And again, always best of luck in our Plant 25.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.